Dum-de-dum-dum. It's always so boring this time of year. Everybody healthy, no business for me. Dum-de-dum. Say, do all of you feel healthy? Stick out your tongues. Let me hear you say, ah. Louder. Rats. I think you're all going to make it. Oh, well. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum. Hi, can I help you?
I came to talk about a funeral.
Well, you're in the right place. Bernie's Fine Funerals. That's us. I'm Bernie. And you are?
Lazarus.
Lazarus. I've heard that name lately. Say, you aren't the guy who won the big chariot race, are you?
No, not me.
Too bad. I was going to get an autograph.
Actually, I'm...
No, don't tell me. I'll get it. I never forget a name or a face.
You seem to be forgetting mine.
Are you sure we've met?
Oh, yeah, we've met.
Give me a hint.
I want my money back.
That's my hint?
Yup.
You want your money back for what?
My funeral. You buried me 2 weeks ago.
You're that Lazarus? What are you doing walking around? You were dead. We buried you.
I know. But it turns out I didn't need the funeral after all. So?
You can't ask for your money back after we put you in a tomb. When we bury someone, they're supposed to stay buried. What went wrong?
You mean what went wrong with my funeral?
Yes. If everything went right, you'd still be dead.
Well, I don't see it quite that way, but I guess I can explain. See, when I was sick, my sister sent for Jesus to come and heal me.
Jesus can do that?
Yep, no problem.
That could be bad for my business. Go on, then what happened?
Well, Jesus didn't come and leave to see me for a few days, and by the time he got here, I had died, and I had been buried for 4 days.
Right. It was a very nice service, by the way.
My sisters told me. Thanks. Anyway, Jesus told my sisters that he was the resurrection and the life. And whoever believes in him would live, even though they had died. Martha told Jesus that she believed that he was the Son of God. And then my sisters took him out to where I was buried.
A first-class tomb, too. Nice cave, very heavy rock in front of it. Classy.
I know. I was there. So Jesus had some guys move the rock, and he said, Lazarus, come out. And I did, good as new. And that's why my sisters want their money back.
Let me get this straight. Jesus raised you from the dead.
Yep.
And Jesus is the Son of God.
Right.
And Jesus can raise anyone he wants to from the dead, anytime, any place. And Jesus is planning to do this a lot around here?
Well, he didn't say anything about that specifically.
Good. I can't have everyone coming in here looking for refunds.
So, what about the money?
Sorry, but we did our part. A deal is a deal. I suppose I could give you a credit for next time in case you plan to die again sometime soon.
Boy, I hope not. I'd rather have the money.
Then you're out of luck. In this business, it's all deposit, no return. Now take off. We're closed. It's time for lunch. We're doing inventory. I called in sick.
This isn't very good service.
I gotta lock up before Jesus raises someone else. This could ruin me.
What a surprise for Lazarus, his friends and his family. Jesus raised him from the dead. Not something that happens every day. But it will happen for you too if you follow Jesus and trust in him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, if you die on earth, you get a new body in heaven that will last forever. Amen.